Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm Brett Neese, live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Raleigh, where this car here behind me led police on a multi-county chase, ending right here. Coming up, how it all started in Wendell.
Also, more breaking news this morning. Shots fired outside a motel on Newbern Avenue, and two people hit by a vehicle on Rock Quarry Road. What we are learning from police about both scenes.
And tomorrow, we have a threat for severe weather. It may be a better chance in the afternoon, but we could see two waves of storms coming through. I'll walk you through the timeline coming up.
And there's unscripted drama in Hollywood this morning. What we're learning about a potential for an actor's strike hours after a deadline for a new contract expired. We'll talk about that coming up. Thanks for joining us on your Thursday morning. Feeling a little muggy out there. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Thursday here. You can feel it little more. It's building as the week goes on. A cumulative effect, Elizabeth Gardner likes to tell us about the heat that's on the way.
And you know, you're going to feel it. Like you said this morning, it's a little bit warmer and a little bit more muggy than it was this time yesterday. We had some fairly pleasant mornings with hot afternoons, but this morning is really warm. Our dew points climbed up to 72 now. This number could begin to back off a little bit later on this afternoon. But right now, it feels really warm and sticky. 76 is our temperature. And here's a live look at Durham. It looks beautiful out there. There are a few clouds out there right now, but today should stay fairly dry. Tomorrow will bring us a much better chance for storms. 73 Southern Pines, Clinton and Goldsboro at 74 in Rocky Mount and 76 degrees in Durham. Hour by hour, we're almost 90 at lunchtime. And then in the mid-90s this afternoon, which is about where we were yesterday, our chance for storms this afternoon, just a 20% chance. But tomorrow, it's likely to come in two waves. The afternoon wave will likely bring the better chance for storms. Wind damage would be our biggest threat, but expect a round of showers or storms in the morning, just a few of them. And then again, later in the afternoon, that brings us a better chance. And that's when we could have some severe storms. We have that chance again Saturday, and that potential for thunderstorms continues even past the weekend. We'll take a look coming up. Anthony?
And we head out to the roads this morning, Elizabeth. On the whole, looking pretty good, but we did just see this crash pop up a second ago. I-440 here heading to the west. You can see it just to the north of the city of Raleigh. That's I-440 westbound at Six Forks Road. You notice right about where that crash is at this point, not a ton of congestion, but certainly on the western part there of 440 as you get back to the western part of your screen, definitely some big time congestion. So make sure to take it slow here if you're headed out this morning. Otherwise, looking pretty good. That's the only crash we're watching.
Anthony, thanks for that. Following breaking news, a police chase through several counties ended with a crash along the Raleigh Beltline. I'll show you where it's happening at I-40, I-440, and I-87 split as you come into the city. It's right where we find Brett Neese in the WRL Breaking News Tracker right now. And Brett, a tow truck we see behind you there just showed up to take that car away.
It did, Jeff. They are starting to clear this scene. Forensics is already here and collected plenty of evidence from this car. And we're starting to learn a little bit more about what exactly happened here. I'm going to step behind the camera and zoom in on this car while they start to load it up on the tow truck. This all happened just before 3 a.m. when Wendell started this chase with this car. It's not clear why the chase started. We're working to learn more information on that part of the story. A Johnson County deputy tells me that he joined the chase around I-40 and U.S. 70. So we know that this spanned multiple counties. And we also know that it lasted nearly an hour long for this entire chase. And once this car crashed here at the split, the person inside jumped from the car. We're working to learn whether or not police were able to grab that suspect or if they are still searching for them. Again, we're working to learn why this chase even started in the first place. As soon as I get more information, I'll pass that along. Live in Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
And breaking overnight, two people who were hit by a car while crossing the road are recovering this morning. It happened on Battle Bridge Road in Raleigh before 11 o'clock last night. Police say a car was turning onto Battle Ridge from Rock Quarry Road when that crash happened. We're told the two who were hit have only scrapes and bruises, and the driver did stay on scene. Police have not said if any charges will be filed.
Also breaking overnight, people inside a car were not hurt after someone fired shots at that vehicle. Raleigh police say the shots were fired along Newbern Avenue near the Budgetel Inn around 11:30 last night. Officers say a second car was involved, but they haven't said how. No one was hurt. We've reached out to officers to find out if they've made an arrest in this case. Statistics we got at WRAL show more than 600 crimes were reported in this area of Newbern Avenue between 2017 and 2022.
Elizabeth is telling us about those triple-digit heat indexes, and that's going to mean increased demand on the power grid as people try to stay cool. WREL's Monica Casey joins us with how you can prepare and how power companies are making sure we don't lose electricity. Monica.
Good morning. This is a popular park here in Durham, but we may not see many families out here on this playground today with these high temperatures. That equipment can get quite hot. The high temperatures do mean power providers like Duke Energy have an important job to keep electricity flowing. Jeff Brooks tells WREL they adjust their maintenance schedules to ensure flexibility, and reserve crews are ready around peak times. He says peaks in the summer are in the late afternoon to early evening, about 5 to 8 p.m.
You generate power at the moment you need it, so you have to make sure that fleet is reliable, that it can be dispatched at any time of the day, whether the sun's up or not. And then we use that to meet those energy needs in that exact moment. And we're constantly adjusting throughout the day.
Brooks says in some instances, Duke Energy may need more power than they generate, and they have the ability to buy and sell power with other utilities to assist their generation statewide. Now, if you're going to be outside today, it's important to watch for signs of heat stroke or heat exhaustion. If you find yourself feeling dizzy or nauseous, you should try to get to a cool place as quickly as possible and, of course, stay hydrated. Monica Casey, WREL News in Durham.
It's going to be a collective effort. Cumberland County is working to keep people cool today as well as temperatures rise. And cooling stations will be open countywide there, and they'll stay open at least until Sunday. They include the Cumberland County Department of Social Services, the county's health department, and any Cumberland County public library, as well as the Fayetteville Cumberland County Parks and Rec building. All locations will be open for normal business hours.
Raleigh police are searching this morning for the person who shot two women and a child at the Orchard Point Apartments. The call came in just before 7 o'clock last night. One of the women was seriously hurt. Police say the other woman and the child were also taken to the hospital as well. Investigators don't think there's any ongoing threat to the community at this time.
Breaking news this morning. The deadline has officially passed, and we'll find out in several hours if the future of your favorite TV shows is in jeopardy. The Screen Actors Guild tweeted after 4 o'clock this morning saying its negotiating committee unanimously recommended a strike. A final vote will take place noon today. The union had been in talks with Hollywood studios for a new contract. If a strike happens, actors will join the writers union on the picket lines. Actors are asking for pensions, health care contributions, and continued payments for shows that go to streaming services. They're also worried about studios using artificial intelligence. This would be the first Hollywood actors' strike since 1980. Wake County School Board says it is finished interviewing candidates to become the next superintendent. A district spokeswoman didn't say whether the job had been offered to any of those candidates. Superintendent Caddy Moore retired 2 weeks ago. The board hasn't said who may replace her, even though North Carolina law allows them to tell us. The school board meets this coming Tuesday.
President Biden isn't wrapping up his trip to Europe today in Finland, the newest member of the military alliance known as NATO. This comes one day after Biden met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Lithuania about potential membership to NATO. Biden says Ukraine won't be allowed to join until its war with Russia is over. However, the U.S. and other G7 countries unveiled a new aid package for Ukraine in a show of support.
The one thing Zelensky understands now is that whether or not he's in NATO now is not relevant as long as he has the commitments.
Russia condemned those commitments, saying the security NATO is giving Ukraine will only endanger Europe's future for years to come.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, actor Kevin Spacey right now testifying in the London courtroom. It's about 11 o'clock in the morning there in London. He is taking the stand in his own defense in a sexual assault trial. Four men have accused the two-time Oscar winner of sexually assaulting them between 2001 and 2013. In all, Spacey faces like 12 charges. He has pleaded not guilty. Spacey has denied all charges. We'll keep monitoring his testimony to see if any bombshells come out of it. And, of course, we'll update you here in the WREL Live Center.
Happening today, you can share your thoughts on future growth and development in southeastern Wake County. County's taking suggestions about a 23-square-mile piece of land called the Lower Neuse Area. You see it outlined on this map. It borders Johnston County and includes parts of Raleigh and Garner, and the future southern loop of 540 runs right through it. A virtual meeting about the future of this area is happening today at 12:30. You can sign up on the Wake County website. The county wants feedback on traffic, green space, and much more, whatever's on your mind, as it forms its 10-year growth plan for the area.
Time now, 6:10, a terrifying ride for passengers on a plane from North Carolina to Florida. What may have caused that plane to plummet thousands of feet in just minutes?
Powerball jackpot is going up once again, the near record prize that'll be up for grabs after yet another drawing with no jackpot winner.
Looking at a hot day today, but temperatures drop a little bit for Friday and Saturday as we have a better chance for scattered storms. I'll walk you through the timeline coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
And right now it is 6:13. Taking a look outside, it looks absolutely gorgeous. In Wilson, just a little bit of a light breeze. The whirligigs are twirling just a touch, 74 degrees. In Durham, pretty sunrise, a little bit of cloud cover there, but we're seeing partly cloudy skies across the region. 76 in Durham, 74 in Fayetteville, where we're seeing a little bit more cloud cover. But we're going to see partly cloudy skies for the bulk of the day today. It's going to be another hot one. It's warm and sticky this morning, a little bit warmer and a little bit muggier than yesterday. You'll probably notice the difference. I noticed it as soon as I opened the door. It's like, well, can we swim through this air? Where are we going? Walking the dog this morning will probably feel a bit different. The afternoon temperatures, similar to yesterday in the mid-90s. Today stays fairly dry, but we're in for a better chance for storms tomorrow. I'll show you. Coming up, Anthony.
And we head out to the roads this morning, Elizabeth. Thankfully, everything looking relatively quiet. No big delays there showing up on I-40. You can see everything is in the green. We did have several reports of multiple disabled vehicles, things like that on the roads. They have since cleared. One crash, though, to tell you about I-440 westbound at Six Forks Road. There certainly is some congestion in that area, so it's going to be a little bit slow going. Otherwise, no big delays here on any of the other major roads coming into the city of Raleigh and Durham this morning.
Four people are recovering this morning after a terrifying encounter on a flight from North Carolina to Florida. I want to show it here to you on this plane's path. Asheville, plane's path all the way down to Florida, okay? It suddenly dropped 5,000 feet, and it sent a flight attendant crashing into the ceiling. So this extreme turbulence on the plane to Florida caused panic on board, and you see the response here. This photo shows passengers and flight attendants there being treated for a apparent broken ankle. This all happened on the Allegiant Air flight from Asheville as it was approaching St. Petersburg yesterday afternoon. The plane fell 5,000 feet in 2 minutes' time before it then leveled out. Bob Thomas from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University talked to WRAL about what that felt like.
At that point, you're in a free fall, and so everything around you is floating. It's almost like you're in space as opposed to in the airplane. So everything around you is floating, and then all of a sudden it catches up with you, and then it slams down.
Well, the FAA and NTSB are investigating what caused the severe turbulence. Thomas says a nearby thunderstorm that was developing at the time may be to blame. He also says this is a good reminder to keep your seatbelt on during every flight.
Schools, homes, and child care facilities built before 1978 may need to start doing more to clean up toxic dust that's harmful to children. The EPA proposed new federal rules yesterday to require the owners of those buildings to clean up lead dust. Many buildings made before 1978 were coated with lead-based paint. Lead exposure in children can lead to brain and organ damage, as well as learning disabilities. The EPA says lead paint, it's still in about 31 million older homes.
The Wake County Sheriff's Office is offering sign-on bonuses as it tries to hire more detention officers. The office is giving bonuses up to $5,000 for new hires. The base pay for the job is about $53,000 a year after certification training. If you're interested in applying, you can learn more on the Sheriff's Office page at the Wake County website, wake.gov. LeBron James is coming back for another NBA season. At last night's ESPY Awards, he put the speculation about his retirement to bed.
The day I can't give the game everything on the floor is the day I'll be done. Lucky for you guys, that day is not today.
Never lacking confidence, right? James' wife and their three children presented him with the ESPY Award of Best Record-Breaking Performance. He passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar last season as the NBA's all-time leading scorer. Coming up in less than 10 minutes in What's Trending, another emotional moment from the ESPYs involving Damar Hamlin.
Can't wait for that. All right, thanks, Jeff. We've got to get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Feeling a little muggy out there. It's beautiful sunrise behind me over Dix Park, but it's going to be muggy, and we could see some storms tomorrow, right?
Better chance for storms tomorrow. Yesterday and today, looking at just about a 20% chance, so not a whole lot out there. But there is more cloud cover with us this morning. There's also more moisture in the atmosphere. You'll notice as you step out the door, it feels a little hotter and a little stickier than it did yesterday. Here's a live look at Apex in Goldsboro. Goldsboro, that sun's trying to peek through a few clouds. We're looking at a little bit of cloud cover there in Chapel Hill, too, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. But for the most part, we'll call today partly cloudy. And again, it doesn't look like we're going to have much of a chance for thunderstorms. What's happening right now is we have a cold front that's back to our north and west. We've had some showers and thunderstorms along that front. Those are diving through the Mississippi Valley. So that's well to our west. But we could see another of those developing around the Ohio Valley and dropping out on us late tonight. And then that sort of disturbance will stick around and redevelop through the afternoon as well. So let's walk through that. First of all, here's our severe weather threat for tomorrow. It includes Durham and Raleigh and everybody northward and eastward over toward Goldsboro, Tarboro, Rocky Mount Wilson. Here's future cast for today. We are starting with some cloud cover. It'll be partly cloudy through the afternoon. And one or two showers or very small storms could pop up in our southern counties this afternoon, but the coverage looks pretty minimal. Then once we get between 9 and midnight, we could see a few stray showers popping up as that disturbance drops in on us. And then a little bit of a break first thing in the morning. Closer to lunchtime, there could be more showers and storms that develop. This is noon tomorrow. But then watch the coverage really begin to spread. At 3 o'clock, more scattered storms. That continues on through the evening up until around sunset before that all dies out. The biggest threat for tomorrow would be wind damage and some heavy rain. Take a look at some of our rainfall totals. Now, we'll add to that again on Saturday and Sunday, but totals through the weekend, anywhere from half an inch to maybe even an inch and a half of rain. Here's our weekend outlook. Temperatures will be a little cooler. We're looking at mid-90s today, but low 90s on Friday, 92 Saturday, 93 on Sunday because of that chance for scattered storms. Best chance Friday, but we have a 50% chance Saturday and a 30% chance on Sunday. Watching the tropics, things have been pretty quiet lately. We continue to watch this disturbance. Hasn't really had the potential to develop in the last few days. It's a 60% chance going forward. It's not likely to be a big deal. It's going to wander around in the Atlantic and fizzle out. If it does get a name, it would be Don. But right now, it doesn't look like it would be anything that would affect land. 95 today, a little cooler Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But our heat index is still going to be close to 100. We'll walk through those heat indices for the weekend coming up. And then it's hot again. Of course, Anthony, not much we can do about it this time of year. It's hard to get a break from that heat.
I know. I'm thinking we need a little bit of a cool down or something like that.
But
at least it's not the actual air temperatures over 100 or something like that. Let's head out though to the roads this morning. Thankfully, it is a pretty quiet start on the roads as well. We're seeing just minor delays here as you head on I-440 westbound around the city of Raleigh. Otherwise, no big backups showing up here as we overlook the major approaches. Let's talk about this one though. This is I-440 westbound at Six Forks Road. You notice there definitely is some congestion, that red showing up on the sensors. Other than that, once you get beyond that, you should be in good shape, but just plan for a little bit of a slowdown here this morning on I-440 westbound.
Thanks, Anthony. A lot of folks cleaning up in the Midwest this morning. How a series of tornadoes in Illinois could affect travel plans, especially if you're connecting RDU through O'Hare.
And the big step happening today to repair a dangerous crack on a roller coaster at Carowinds. Coming up, what needs to happen before riders can get back on.
And here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
This morning in What's Trending, a powerful moment at the ESPY Awards. Damar Hamlin honored the staff that saved his life.
It was very emotional. Hamlin was moved to tears as he presented them with an award. Take a listen.
Please welcome this year's recipient of the Pat Tillman Award for Service, the training staff of the Buffalo Bills.
The The team staff huddled around Hamlin on stage as the crowd gave them a standing ovation. You can see his head just hung down there. He is just so emotional. He had his back to the audience. Hamlin bent his head and appeared to just break down. I mean, they saved his life.
Well, yeah, they'll have a connection for life,
hopefully,
no doubt.
Yeah.
And the staff was saying they thanked Amar for living through all that.
Yeah.
But also they were promoting people to learn CPR, funding for those AED, those defibrillators that
so
saved
important.
His life on the field right
there.
All right, move over, Willy Wonka. Here comes Dolly. Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is randomly inserting 7 golden bookmarks in the books it sends out to kids. The lucky ones who find them will get a video chat with Dolly, a signed picture, personalized letter, and 4 tickets to go to Dollywood.
Where's Brian Schrader when you need him? He loves Dollywood.
He might be in Dollywood right now.
Who knows? I know. It's funny because she started this in 1995 because of her father's inability to read and write. She wanted to start this Imagination Library. It now spans 5 countries. She gives 2 million free books around the world each month.
And golden tickets now.
And
she
golden
has
tickets.
A magic touch.
Exactly. Look for the golden ticket. All right. A new water park is open in Kinston. Lions Adventure Water Park is smaller than Emerald Point in Greensboro, but it's also cheaper. Just $10 on weekdays and $15 on weekends. There are 3 water slides and a lazy river the length of a football field. There's also a kiddie area. Experience the water slide from our waterproof camera by looking for this story on WREL.com.
Did you say football? I just heard football there. Panthers fans, get ready. Tickets go on sale today for the team's annual Fan Fest at Bank of America Stadium. It is a night of football, fireworks, all sorts of Panthers fun. It's Wednesday, August 2nd in Charlotte, just a few weeks away. Tickets are $5, and they're up for sale beginning at 10 a.m. on Panthers.com, or you can go to Ticketmaster. Sales are limited to 6 tickets per purchase.
Yeah, those water slides are looking good. Our heat index today likely to be in the upper 90s. Same thing on Friday. And then we're in the low 100s as we get into the weekend. We'll also add in a chance for thunderstorms. We'll walk you through the timeline coming up.
Lots of people will be inside today running the air conditioning in these high temperatures. I'll show you how Duke Energy is preparing for the increased demand.
And check your flights. Here's a live look out at RDU International, where some people who are getting set to travel could see some delays or cancellations today. The big issue in Chicago that is likely to blame.